NBC Podcast.
Yo, Bolina Beats Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And y'all already know we got the gynecologist in the motherfucking building.
Yo.
He is back, and this time we got some time with him, so we about to get fucked up. Whoa. I think we got to start early, so the more fucked up Wax gets, the more we can laugh at him, or maybe he'll just be stuck, and I don't know which one we should do. So, okay, you have a new device. First of all, I see niggas was hating on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, my shit done up. It's gone.
They took it. Why? It.
And I paid a nigga. He got it back, and then they took it again.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I might know somebody for you, because they they took mine, too.
Took my shit.
But they was DMing people.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't go that far, bro. Niggas is just hating.
All this fucking shit out, man.
They did not put your nudes out.
Yes, they did. You ain't seen them. I'm so happy you did.
Ew, I don't want to.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, so what is this again? So we tried this out semi-last time. But not, Wax couldn't smoke. It was all kind of shit going on that day.
Because I don't smoke on Sundays. That's my Sabbath day.
So what is this?
So this is the Gravity Bong. It's made by Student Glass. And then you got the G-Pen attachment on here with like this battery.
This nigga.
So you can just keep going with this one.
Come on, man.
Like, what do you mean by keep going with this?
Once it's charged up, if it got enough concentrate, you could just keep on rocking repeatedly. Like,
listen, I see how thick it is. I got one
smoke,
of these too.
Nigga, I gotta see this shit.
All right.
It don't make you choke.
They do.
Oh. See, that's why I don't like fucking with shit like this. But see, I hate that. How do you?
You gotta build up a tolerance to it. That's a different
shit.
Man, I know what I forgot. Now I'm pissed. I was supposed to bring the chip for you today.
Yeah. I'm hungry now. Whatever that is, I'm starving.
You already?
That shit empty my stomach.
FYI, next week we're doing a one chip challenge with Wax. Okay, so how did you build up your tolerance? Because
the fuck is
that? I mean,
it tastes good though.
Yeah. The first time I really fucked with it, same result, like worse. Like I'm just coughing, like my lungs could not
handle it.
Just heal from the shit. I'm just like broken, but.
See, I don't want to do that.
I'm trying.
If you do it, not every day, but if you like do it repeatedly, like you build up a, I guess like an iron lung for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you have to for that. Lung. That is a monster. I thought, honestly, you know you can control it. You could have pulled it back for me.
You could cut it off too.
So that shit start getting.
You guys?
Like, yo, bro.
Like, just like the residue that's left, but you could just.
Yeah, he could look
stop.
Me out.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, yo,
fam. You didn't have to keep inhaling.
You don't. Yeah, you could just let it go.
So you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
So right. What do you put in there? Because that's not weed, it's
so
wax,
this is,
right?
Hash rosin. It's different from wax. It's more like refined. It's like a better quality concentrate.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So these is like, this one is a lemon strain.
So is this why I'm smelling
so, smell like lemons and like the taste. The terpenes is like real strong. Like you taste.
It tastes really, really good, bro.
And this is how much it like. How much comes in here? Is it full usually?
No. It's like a gram for like 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a. It looks like a little, but how much does this? How long?
So I mean, I did use out of that one. So
okay, peace.
But not a lot. These are like 2 gram jars.
Damn, that's not little.
So,
that's like,
so how much you put in there? Is it much for that dab right
and
there?
And this is 2 grams.
I put like 0.2, like something small.
Peace.
But, I mean, this chamber is big enough, though. You could really stuff that shit and just
so if you got a party, you can keep it going, especially with that battery.
I don't know, you seen Wiz Khalifa. He did like 50 of them shits. He had the prototype of this before it came out. So,
peace.
Yeah.
So typically, how did it work before you had the pack?
I had a, I don't know if you remember, it was connected to the top part. Mm-hmm. It was like the G Connect. It's just a weaker battery. So I guess they perfected it and they came out with this. It's just stronger. Like it's going to give you, it's going to heat up properly and it's different temperatures. It go from like cool to super hot.
So kind of this is like a humongous vape.
Yeah. It's a gravity bomb, but basically. Like
and know what's crazy? Vapes. Like people who vape, I vaped before and it gave me mad gas. I was farting all night.
Who says, have you ever witnessed that? That just was gas.
Because it's like you keep inhaling, like, You know what I'm saying? You're making yourself
gas. You inhale
gas
when you smoke regular, too.
It's different, like... But when you doing that
I
thing,
don't think you
were
smoking the right thing. That probably was something else.
No.
So, yeah, even this is, like, a big one, but... I mean, there's
people that, like a lot
that
from
do
that.
A lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still pretty much, like...
Do you know the health things of this? It got to be... Is it more healthier than
this
the flower?
This ain't ginger, nigga. This is my...
Because it's a different
I
thing.
I mean, it depends on how they refine it, you know, like... These ones is solventless, so they don't use, like, no butane or nothing to extract the THC from it. Because basically mm-hmm. it's just, like, frozen flowers, and then they do shit with it, and they just pull the oils and stuff out of it, and then they make the, and turn it into rosin or whatever. So, I mean, long-term effects, I don't know if there is any, like, bad, but, you know, it's no actual... carcinogens with this. You're not setting nothing on fire. Just
yeah.
I mean,
great.
I feel like it's probably
this is more
cleaner.
Yeah. I was about to say, I feel way more cleaner. Like, oh, shit, I see
you're
better.
Not. You still look dirty and dusty. So, all right. So, do you typically go for the gravity bong before rolling a blunt? Like, what's your preference
now?
I'm
a smoker.
Yeah,
I'm
that's just it.
A okay. smoker. That's yeah. like my shit.
But you do cones.
I do cones. I mean... So the another thing that's called like a donut, it's like a joint, and then it's got a worm or the hash rosin in the middle. Mm-hmm. So when you spark it up, it'll actually be a hole in the middle, and it look like a donut.
Really?
I mean, it's getting more popular. I've been smoking them for a while, but like if you really trying to get smacked, like that's it right there.
Niggas is getting this. Creative with the weed and shit. Y'all niggas got a lot of shit going on.
You know those? I should have brought one next time. I'll bring some, but That way, like, I like that. Oh, this is like, if you want to get high real quick, you want to move, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You hit this shit real quick.
Yeah, like I am.
2 minutes, you high as a kite. And
I'm high as
your
a
way.
Kite.
You don't
smoke bro, I'm looking at the wall. I'm like, I never seen Malcolm like that. Like, I never seen this in Malcolm.
It'd be funny if that wasn't even
right
Malcolm
here?
X. I was hoping it wasn't.
You see, this piece
around.
Right here that Malcolm has right here? I never paid attention to this piece right there. Look, L'Oreal. Look right here.
I'm not looking at that shit.
You see that shit right here? You see that before? Oh, his shit?
So I know with me, like, my biggest problem, and I talked to you about this before, and you said it was different strains. I need you to figure out which strain makes you not hungry, because that's the motherfucking strain.
That one right there.
Because there's gotta... some weed that I do smoke, and I don't be hungry.
Yeah, me too. It makes me full, actually. Yeah.
I need it, because I get the munchies with some of them, and it's just so bad.
See, that type of shit, like, if you getting, like, black market shit, you really got to do your research on that strain.
Yeah.
And hopefully the person that gave it to you really is what they say it is.
They know what it is.
It's never what they say
it
is. They don't even know what it is half the goddamn time.
Yeah.
That's hard to really do if you don't know, like, the exact strain, because you got to look it up, because each strain got its own characteristics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
shit make you active, some shit keep you on the couch.
Sativa is, yeah,
drove. Crazy munchies,
down.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sativa
depends.
Again.
Whatever I had the other day, that shit had me wanting to eat a horse with a fucking,
you know,
attached to a
couch. I think when they have the ones that's combined together, them the ones that make you want to eat everything.
Hybrids?
Yeah, hybrid or whatever. But the sativa makes me want to think and do things. The dro make me want to go down. You know what I'm saying?
Go down on who?
Here we go. It's me up again.
You be setting yourself up. I'm about to roll a blunt because I don't think I'm fucking with y'all. I just don't want to choke. See? That shit hurts.
I cut it.
And he's still choking. He didn't even do nothing. Look at him. It's mad funny to me every time.
You got to try it, though. Because it's different than smoking. Like, I mean, it's a different type of high.
Don't get in my hair.
There we go. Just stop when you're comfortable, yeah.
I can't do that shit.
You a beast, bro. This nigga a beast, bro. What you say, iron lungs?
No, I'm joking. That's too strong.
You definitely got to build up.
I don't... How are we supposed to do this? Okay.
Yeesh.
Nah, if you was to get one of these or you had it at home...
I got one. I mean, and I just don't fuck with them. I'm more I'm a blunt guy.
Nah, me too. I definitely like to roll up.
But I be having them. I probably hit fuck with it like twice a month.
I'm hot.
When I ain't got no more roll ups and I ain't feel like going to the store, that's when I use it.
Yeah. Wait.
That's when I ain't got no roll ups. Don't
do that shit. I'm hot.
See, that shit goes straight to your head. Like.
Yeah. Now, L'Oreal.
Weave getting puffy?
Look at the Miss Pac-Man.
Come on, okay. I need to stop coughing.
Miss Pac-Man is like, please, bro.
You just gotta breathe, yo.
So, I never fuck with bongs, and this is why.
Yeah.
Because when I get to choking, look at this. I get smoking like nothing's up.
He's a monster. You real, bro.
I'm not going to be able to finish this show.
I had to build up for that.
But this is exactly why I didn't want to do it at first, because I'm like, nobody's going to be talking. We're just going to be coughing. And then the gynecologist is going to be just sitting there looking at us shook to death.
No, everybody going to be like, yo, that show, get him. What you put in there? I need that.
Okay. Is your head supposed
to hurt? Get into the weed if you want. Yeah.
Now let's get into the weeds.
Yeah, let's get into the
what
weed.
What weeds is your pick for this motherfucking month? Because, you know, you be always letting the people know what's popping. And I'm not going to lie. How the fuck? Because you wasn't here when Gumbo was here.
No.
Gumbo came a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Ever since Gumbo came, everybody's been hitting me, asking me for Gumbo. Atlanta got trash ass weed.
Damn.
And everybody I know that gets good weed is literally bringing it back with them from wherever they come from.
Right. Yeah.
I do the same thing,
yes.
Whatever the case, because that's when it's the best, like, not there. But people will take a name, and we talked about this, like you said, if it is what they say it is, right? And not everybody got a bag.
Yep.
So now this is
Runs,
and this is Skittles, and when you open it, I'm like, this ain't giving Runs.
This ain't giving
this
it.
This is giving hurt. Like, it is not even, I can't even say Runs. Hurt. This is a bad batch.
The bad game definitely fucked
it up. Game up. You can be able to get anything now.
Yeah, because anyone could get a bag, right? That's just
anybody could get a bag.
Order
and it's
any
like,
of them
there's so many consumers that's looking at the bag first versus the weed.
That's
like,
a fact. Remember, people used to open the shit up
and
look at
it. Smell it. I don't even get no smellers no more.
Era, like, where you had to see that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's just like all this.
Oh, this bag is cute.
You
let
know
me
what I'm
get
saying?
This one.
Like, people really shop like that. Like, to the point where I'm not grabbing nothing unless it come with packaging.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because if you don't, they don't even want it.
Yeah,
I used to get weed in foil.
Some companies, I mean, it validates the flower, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like they keep coming up with new bags and shit. Like, you gotta have the new bag with the pack. Like,
damn,
you know what
I'm
saying?
You gotta be
like,
creative to sell weed now.
Yo, shit is just crazy. Like, but I mean, it is what it is. That's just the way we moving. But I like to like have shit that just, like I said, niggas, not everybody got. You know what I'm saying? So this is one of the joints I'm really fucking with right now. This is a carbon fiber. So this is biscotti cross with grape pie cross with cookies and cream.
You gonna be starving. You gonna be starving.
That sounds like the one I want to smoke right now.
Three-way cross. You know what I'm saying? From Diamond Fire, like they.
That's the one
fire,
I
want to
smoke because, like, I like the bag. I like that little mixture you told me.
But yeah, take it out. Look at it. Like, that's like some quality.
Nah, this shit is fire. Look at this shit. And then, you know, because it's soft but crunchy at the same time.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorites right there.
This shit smell good as fuck, too.
That smells great.
This is what I want to smoke. You ain't even got to bring out more, but y'all, I want this one I want to smoke. Yeah, then give me the. Take your little credit paws off of my weed. I'll put that back in.
Let me see something.
No.
I just want to see it.
Don't look at it either. I don't like how you're looking at my weed.
Why you so mean?
What's up? Don't so put it in your black and mild. That ain't a black and mild weed.
This is
everything going there.
Cereal a la mode. So this is cereal milk crossed with Georgia pie.
Another foodie.
That's fire too.
That's
like a good batch. Yeah, I mean,
That's
cookies.
This
but it's
smell
not
like
from
the, what the bag look like.
They sell
it
at Cookies, but it's not from Cookies.
Yeah, but this ain't that. You feel me? Like,
So how do you do that? Like, how do you know what to pick? Like, because you are always up on whatever the fuck is lit. So how do you even know about these or what to pick? Because I feel like we all smoke mad weed,
you just got to fucking stay in the game. Like, this is my shit. Like, it's really what I fuck with.
So you can look at something and be like, oh, that's that.
I'm constantly trying and
I like this too.
It's looking for new really shit. Good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
what you
I'm always looking like for different strains or shit that if it's like some runty type shit, I'm going to get the best one there is. You feel me? Like,
yeah. What's this right here, bro?
So this is a candy strain. This is a Don Murfo and Gerb Herbs Motitas.
Herb Gotti.
Gerb Herbs.
Yo, that's actually
so you getting a lot
into Herb Gotti. Now y'all can call me Herb Gotti from now the fuck on. I just came up with that shit.
It's fruity. It's real fruity.
Setting this back down. Which one we smoking?
Smoke whatever, like, you know what I mean? Just try these shits out.
Damn, yo, the illest shit happened when you smoke this shit. You might gotta light that shit back up.
But I got all kinds of ideas. Shit, right? Shit just look
like this is crazy. Imagine before we just used to get the sandwich shit.
Yeah, listen, I had weed and foil.
I thought jars was lit. This shit here.
Yeah. I used to do it in the blood vials. I thought it was lit.
Like candy, so I feel like you could get by with anything. Like,
this is the strawberry papaya. They grow some fire shit too.
Damn, bro.
He know what to do. I'm going to Cali just so that I could like go
this
look at
a
all
dope
these things.
One too. This is Skittles crossed with Georgia pie. This one don't even got a name, but this is just like real genetics.
What you mean it don't got a name?
Like it's. They ain't make like a gimmicky name for it yet. It's just the strain, like
that's kind of fire.
Skittles crossed with Georgia pie. But Georgia this pie. Shit is fire too. Cause my thing with the gumbo shit is like I just always heard like it's just re-rock lemon cherry gelatos and shit like that. Like
so things you've seen before, but
yeah, just like just new packaging, same type of flavors and
like
shit.
Like Jordans. But, nice.
Okay, so which ones? What is these? This is a sativa or indica?
These are all like hybrids.
Hybrids,
like,
and this the one without a name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going into a store, you don't know much about anything. What's the first thing somebody should look for when it comes to the weed?
I mean,
this shit smells.
You
good.
Gotta really tell like the bartender what. You looking for like
ooh, bud tender is what they names are?
Yeah.
How come I never heard nobody call it that? I just be like, yo, this nigga right here, can you give me some
the nigga who's selling weed, come here.
The nigga that got the weed.
Yeah, so
bud tender is fire.
You supposed to just be able to go in there and tell them like your ailments or what you looking to do with it.
Peace.
And they supposed to recommend like the perfect strains for those problems, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like yo, my girl talk too much.
Yeah, they want to put her to sleep. Give her some sleep.
That's funny. So what's the most popular energy. Strain you got right now? Like, what's everybody calling you back about?
The strawberry papaya is pretty popular. The cookies and cream. That shit the over diamond. There. That's the top dog right now. The carbon fiber. what else I got? Shit. Oh, this was fire, too. This is in a jar.
Yeah, I'm like, do jars still exist? Because it seems
so
like...
So this is like more small batch shit. Like, they only come in like half-ounce jars because it's not like bigger grows and shit. But that's a
shirt.
This
shit is fascinating to me. Or maybe man. I'm just high as shit.
I think I'm high as hell, too. like, I've never seen...
I'm not going to lie. Now that my chest isn't tight and I'm not dying... I feel amazing.
Yeah. Yo, look at Miss Pac-Man.
Stop pointing that shit to me.
I'm trying to help you out.
I don't like your shitty hand by my face.
What's wrong with her?
So I like this.
That's a sherbet banger.
No, it's a monster.
I like this.
It's really good.
Blueberry kind of like sweet.
Y'all, what you want to see? Okay, so we help people with their weed. We're going to help them with a little advice, and we're going to smoke a little something. Not mine, because this is coming home with me.
Hey, roll up something.
Damn.
I don't have any roll up, though.
Damn.
You don't need to, huh? I got papers.
Yeah, I got blacks.
I mean,
you want papers? Okay. I don't know where my hemp wraps are.
Yeah, that shit is real, bro.
Let me just double check.
These shits, too.
I thought I had hemp wraps. What's that?
Do you fuck with edibles?
This, I fuck with edibles.
Gary I'm scared Payton. Of the shit out of them shit, bro. GP?
And this is now this latest. I like this one, too.
I like this.
So that's a cookie strain, but that was just grown by...
I smelled this before.
This shit
hit you. Juicy Gardens.
So what is these, do they charge more in the store for these or what? Exact same thing for like 80s, 40s, 50s, 60s or what?
I don't really shop in the store, so I don't know.
Yeah, peace, right. Peace.
So what would you say it goes for an 8?
I mean, it varies. Like, different growers, you know, they got different prices, so kind of gauge the market on that, you know what I mean? Like, if you're paying super high, you got to charge the offset what you mm-hmm. paid, you know, the number got to go up, but... On yeah. average, it's like between like 50 to 75.
Yeah, okay.
And then like.
This is all I have. Anyway, okay. So like we're going to get some people a little bit of advice. You know what to do. If you want to reach out to us, all you got to do is hit us up at.
The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Okay. And so we're going to have you help us with this person. We're going to get them some advice. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to smoke some motherfucking weed. And then we're going to let somebody come and sit in for a quick second as well.
Sheesh.
What's up, L'Oreal and Wax?
Yo.
I hope this email finds you guys. So, pretty much, my boyfriend smokes weed all the time.
Okay.
When he wakes up, after he brushes his teeth, before he leaves the house, after every event, before every event,
okay.
That part only bothers me about 40% of the time.
Okay.
What really bothers me is that I think it's affecting our sex life.
Uh-oh.
It's not that he falls asleep or anything. Well, sometimes he does, but sometimes it's like he can't get hard.
Mm.
Is he smoking a certain type of weed? Is it because of that? I know he's not going to quit, so I'm not sure what to do. Is it even the weed? Please help. Have you ever found yourself in that problem where you were so fucking high, you're just like, I can't even finish fucking or I can't fuck?
Not high, drunk. Or that high drunk, that
like the
that
combination
wasted type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like... You look like you flash back to the moment.
Yeah, I was thinking like, but never just like on the weed, nah.
Yeah, but if you're fucked up, you're like, sometimes it just...
I've never been that fucked
up. Yeah, you can't,
up
how you
weed
off
like
of weed?
That.
How you that really that fucked up off weed? Like,
maybe it's both. Say it's both. Should she just let that slide or should she fell away?
I mean,
high sex
is. Bring it up and then see what, if he's willing to stop smoking for a little bit, see if that's the problem.
But how we stop making your meats like go down?
Too high? I don't know. Huh? It does say that.
Yeah?
They say, like, if you're trying to have babies, that you shouldn't smoke weed.
Sperm count.
Yeah, exactly. So, actually, it does obviously do something.
Yeah.
So, okay. And she's having an issue with it, and he's telling her is that, I'm sure, is probably that. Because why would he say that?
How does she know, though, for sure, that is weed? Like,
well, maybe she
asked.
Yeah, it might be her smell. It might be, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if
he
it's something?
He might not be into her.
There you go. That's why he's smoking so much weed, because he got to sit there and deal with her ass.
That's true, because she said, I think it's affecting our sex life. So she didn't say that he said it. So it could just be anything.
I think it's just happy to smoke. He ain't with a fuck. He ain't trying to do shit with you.
So, okay, say it's drinking, right? And say say this girl is dating somebody that drinks a lot. Mm-hmm. And just sometimes he can't perform in the bedroom because he's so drunk. Or he always gets drunk. What would you say to this person? But maybe he likes to have fun and like they do it together. Or maybe sometimes they don't, but he can't fuck.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
He could tell him that he could do it around the time of your period. You know what I'm saying? So you know you got your period for 5 days, 7 days,
drink
or whatever.
Drink during her period.
Drink during your period time. Right. And after that, you'd be out.
Would you be able to drink only 4 days out of the month?
A lot of girls be 7 days.
Could you smoke 7 days out of the month? Wax? Could you drink 7 days out of the month?
No. See, me smoking, she got to be asked out. I just ain't going to lie to you.
So she's...
I don't know. He better, like, get some dick pills or
yeah,
some
drink
shit.
Some water.
What about that
packs?
Honey? Yeah. Do the honey packs work?
I don't think I'm gonna lie to you. I'm scared of that shit to strip my dick.
Why y'all looking at me like
No, I'm scared of that shit to strip my dick, so I'm scared to take it.
What do you mean?
Because all the people that I know, that take them, they take them because they need them now. So I think it's ship your meat now. You can't even fuck without them.
Is it because they need them, or is it because they like the feeling? You don't need it.
Do it do something to you?
I don't know.
It makes you fucking horny. Like, makes you hard. Makes you want to have sex.
There's something in them shits, I feel like.
Yeah, like anything. Like
you seen Color Purple where he was humping? He's like, how he died? On top of me. That's the motherfucker. That motherfucker.
But you never took, yes, you did. You've taken Blue Chew before.
I took Blue Chew, but that's a little different. You know what I'm saying? I guess I got the same active ingredient as Cyanus and I guess so.
But that's what I'm saying. So never have you taken anything to enhance your sex drive.
Nah, I never tried.
We're going to say you're a Blue Chew. You know what I'm saying? See what you
think. Yeah, I'm
what
shocked.
What the hell is Blue Chew?
Blue Chew is what we sell here on the Bully of the Beast podcast, our sponsor.
It's a chewable tablet. You can take it any time of the day, come in a visible fashion. Discreet package. No titties on it, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Your kids can hand it to you like it's a fucking envelope from Avon.
But there was like these things at like the guys would get it at the juice bar, and they were like these little tablets. They're like herbal, natural.
Oh, bark.
And no, but bark does it too. Like
I got drunk as hell off bark one time at the juice bar.
No, you can. And one shot of that shit, you could be smacked. But it is a sexual enhancer. Like, you know what I mean? And I've taken that before. Like even at Jocelyn, the juice bar in Harlem, they have things called like pillow. And it's for the woman. It's like the little shot.
We don't want y'all to last longer. What's wrong with y'all?
Why? Don't you?
I don't want y'all to last longer. Hell no. We want y'all to right away.
Yeah, more moist.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's supposed to make y'all more?
Last longer.
Yeah, but you saying that you don't take, you've never taken anything like that.
No,
other
sit-ups.
Than Blue Chew.
Yeah, just Blue Chew. But Blue Chew and
sit-ups.
But
Blue Chew is a thing. So that's still like, you have then.
I did. And it gave me a great time.
The thing in the juice bar is called Silverback, so I couldn't think of it. That's why I didn't say it. It's a little pill called Silverback. But all I know is, like, one time I was with the guy that I was dating at the time, and I know he took one of them things. I don't know what the fuck that nigga took.
Pumping fast all night.
It's not even about pumping fast. It's just like you're ready to go, and then you're ready to go. It's not like you fuck faster. Why the fuck do you think that? Why do you think that you fuck faster just because you're hard? Like, do you? No, it's just that you're ready to go again. So it's like after, like, we're done having sex, like, not even 10 minutes later, he's like, he's just ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just ready to go. I think you should try it.
I don't think I like nobody that much. Do you want to do that?
But I like you that much. Back to back?
You got to love this person. It's like, I want to touch you again. I just finished.
Well, isn't that why you're having sex with them? Or you just fucking anybody else?
No. I mean, I at one time in my life, I definitely, you know, after we had sex, I cuddled. And
that sounds weird as fuck.
But after that, Tim's on.
I just can't see this nigga Tim's hanging out the bed cuddling and shit. Do you keep the hat on?
Yep.
It seems like you
showered off.
It's like this nigga probably keeps that shit on in the shower.
That's I do. You can't
I can
tell?
See you like washing your face around like the glasses
fuck that.
And shit.
Oh, like the glasses too. I guess you know why I work at a new job.
Oh, but guys, just
I work
shut
at
up.
Publix.
Publix.
Yeah. Why is it funny? Why are you laughing? This is not fair. Yo, I can't get a job.
Nah, oh, you, bro.
Oh, we got how he even sent this shit back to you. Do you even know what Publix is?
What is that?
See?
Come on, man. It's a food store.
It's like a supermarket.
Yeah, like a supermarket.
Where the fuck is that at?
In the downtown. Atlanta shit. Florida.
Oh,
yeah, Publix.
He don't work there. Up, I don't know what the fuck is. Why do you keep saying that?
Because I stock at night.
You do?
Listen, I got fucking baby mamas.
Let me see your
I work at. Huh? I'm not going to show you my pay stuff. I can show you
don't
got to
show me how much you get paid, but I just don't believe you work there.
I show you my badge, my Publix badge.
Yeah, let me see it.
You want to see my real name?
Oh, my God. It's Michael. It's Michael. Long story, we'll tell you later. Right. Anyway, so what does she do? Y'all just don't give a fuck about her problem because y'all don't think it's true?
I think, I don't know, like they need to dig deeper with that, see what's really going on with dude. He might not like her. Like,
yeah, that's what I think it shit. Is.
Like, your dick never stopped working while you was fucking?
Mine did.
And what was the reason?
Mine was the smell. one time.
Oh, whoa.
And another time. Oh, yo, one time, real shit. It's like, I put it in, I done it fast as hell, right? And I just came out, and she was like, what are you doing? Come on. I was like, nah, I'm good. She's like, nah, what's wrong? I got to catch a Charlie horse in my leg. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Went to the bathroom real quick, lit up, and I was trying to smack my shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You
know what I'm saying? To get his ass back up. If you smack it like that.
No, no, you had to. You got to put some blood to the motherfucker. Yeah, you got to put some blood to it. That's all. That's all. When you get hard, it's just blood going to your meat.
I've smacked a dick before, but.
Now you got to wake that nigga up, especially you being embarrassed. If she over there bent over, talking about, come on, and you know that you ain't getting up at least 15 minutes.
You're supposed to smack a dick? But you've smacked your dick before, or like somebody smacked your dick?
He never embarrassed you?
Nah, I mean, I've had some moments where, but that's like liquor, like being fucked up.
And you never went in the bathroom and talked to this nigga?
I mean.
And you just stop in the middle of fucking or something?
What you going to do? Like.
You like, look at him like, yo, bruh, hold on.
You'll say it.
You'll
be like, I'm too fucked up.
Just roll over.
Yeah, but he never told her that, so it might not be that. Roll over.
I ain't tell her that shit. I got to go in this fucking
bathroom. I'm not going to lie. That shit will fuck up everything. If that happens in the middle of fucking, it's always liquor. It's always when you're mad fucked up.
Yeah.
Just like, would that ever.
Too excited. Nah.
And then when it is, you're so mad because you're fucked up too. So you're like, damn, nigga. Like, as a woman, we be like. We be so disappointed in y'all. Yeah, we do. Right?
Then why y'all say it's okay then?
Because what the fuck else we going to say? Your dick is broke? Get out of here with your broken dick. I'm going to say that next
that's
time.
That's why I couldn't tell that. I just fucking, I ain't tell this motherfucker I nutted off.
I'm going to say that to a motherfucker. Like some shit, we fucked up, whatever. I'm going to be like, get that broke ass dick the fuck out of my
and
bed.
Plus, I didn't want her to think her pussy was that really that good. It was just like. You know, I ain't fucked like 72 hours, so it's like.
You've done that before.
What?
Come real quick.
Yeah.
And then happens. You just say nothing.
I mean, I guess I kind of pull some shit like him, too.
Yeah. Why do y'all do that?
Yo,
surprise, man.
Like, damn. Like, I'll pop real quick. Like,
you can't let her know that. Yeah, you can't let her know that.
I thought a nigga died in the bathroom. I was like, what happened? Like, it was like, I really didn't know. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, when we get
and
up
we
all fast.
And we don't be knowing. We don't know. We don't
we
know.
We get up all fast. We act like a Charlie horse or something. We lying. We go
I
down.
Was like, what,
I got it. I got it. Hold the door. You try. Let me help you. No. You stay out there. You got to fucking come with your feet.
But we always be looking. What happened? Like,
are you running back to the bathroom? You got to come everywhere. Ah.
That's fucking crazy.
Can't let
that
her see
would
it.
Have us nasty, actually.
Come on my feet, man. It's
okay,
fucking
whatever.
Stupid.
So now, gynecologist, mm-hmm. Now that, shit, I'm trying to think, should we do one more for the road? I'm scared that I'm going to choke. Let's do one more for
I
the road.
I ain't driving, so I'm cool. And I got to take a flight, so.
Let's do one more for the road. Where can they follow you out since they hate it on your Instagram?
So it's Smoking Sour 2.0, pretty much same spelling, S-M-O-K-N-S-O-U-R 2.0. Check me out right there. Like, that's where all my, like, updated flowers and everything's going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Find the gynecologist there. We're going to do one more. What do y'all call these? A hit? A dab?
These are dabs, yeah.
So we're going to do one more dab and see if we survive. And what was the other thing I was going to say really quickly? I can't think because I'm high too. I feel like I took too much now, but I still want to take one more. And I think that I'll be on the moon. Are you okay? You're over there making noise.
Oh, that's me? I heard it too. You heard that shit, yo? I'm like, yo, some sell at Jurassic Park. Yo, I don't know about the L'Oreal.
Yeah, I think one more. It's going to be so funny. All
right, I got a 2-hour flight.
Your flight is like in 19 hours.
No.
Yeah, your flight is. Oh, I guess it's not.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll catch mine. Wait, one more time, where they going to follow you?
Smoking Sour 2.0.
You should keep water with you, bro. Shit.
You good?
Gynecologist, thank you for coming by.
Appreciate you, bro.
See you next time.
Yes.
And you gonna, what do we say we're doing next time? The donut.
I'm gonna bring a donut.
Donuts.
Next time, he's bringing a donut.
Glaze.
So we're gonna tell y'all all about that. And we'll see you next time.
Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, brother.
All right, so we had to do a little swap out because we got another special guest in the building today.
Shalina.
Not Selena, Sadie.
Oh, I knew it was.
Why would you call her Selena? That's mad racist.
No, it is.
I don't bitty bitty bum bum out here.
Hold on. I thought somebody said your name was Selena. What's Selena about the racist thing?
I don't know.
Because you only saying that because she's Spanish. So you think that's all crazy. Spanish girl's name is Selena?
That's no, crazy. No, I think all Spanish girl's name is Kathy.
Kathy.
Actually, my sister's name is Kathy, and she's very sweet.
Yeah, I know Kathy. I know a bunch of Kathys.
Okay. So, you have a podcast.
Yes.
What's the name of that podcast?
So, it's _ The Great Print Podcast.
Okay.
We drop an episode every Wednesday.
Okay.
So, it's me, Amanda, Ricky, and O. All four of us, we're all friends.
Ricky Smiley, Amanda Sills.
No. Damn, is this Reach Me? You give it my network.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so we just talk about life, love, sex, everyday things that people go through. And
okay, that's dope.
That's pretty much it. It's been a roller coaster, but it's been really good.
So how long have y'all been doing the podcast?
Oh, man. I want to say a little over a year.
Okay.
So it's been a lot of work. Yeah.
Any beefs, anything?
Oh, tons of it.
Really?
Tons of it. What?
Yeah. I see a lot of names, so, you know.
Yeah, so it's just four personalities, four different schedules, so, like, even just recording.
Wow.
It's a lot, but nonetheless, like, I love them to death. Like,
yeah, y'all getting it done. That's what matters at the end of the
day.
Exactly. Okay, so we want to help some people out, right?
Yes.
We've already helped quite a few people, but we're going to help somebody today, and we want you to help us help them.
Okay.
Okay. So they reach out to us in the DM, and they always reach out to us. Which kind of way? How?
At Bullying the Beast Podcast. Holla at us, you.
Okay. So now this person needs help with podcasting, which is ironic and perfect, right? So we know you can help them too. Okay. So they said, this question is mainly for L'Oreal, but that's only because Wax doesn't have a brain. So
whatever.
What would be some advice on obtaining the right female podcast show host? The needs, the wants, what should I be looking for in a perfect co-host?
Definitely the chemistry, because schedules, you could figure that out, but if you don't even mesh with the person, it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
So originally coming up with the Great Print, it was me, my friend Ricky, and we were thinking about, all right, like, what could we do? Mm-hmm. You know, when you always drink or smoke and you get into a conversation, everyone's like, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to hear this.
Yes.
So that was it. And I was like, well, two girls, one guy. No, like, I want to bring another girl as, like, another female perspective. And then had another friend, Kadeesh, she used to be another co-host as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was five of us at one point.
Mm, no, I had five people on the morning show at one point, and that was
It was a lot.
That was two of us. Everybody's gone.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah. It's hard to talk.
So who would you call yourself? Like, you go the funny one? Would you call yourself the serious one? The informative one?
I don't
even
know. Like, I feel like I'm kind of the... They call me the toxic one. I don't think I'm toxic.
That's why she didn't know.
I can see all that.
No, I don't think so.
That's usually a toxic trait.
It's a perspective.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay. Wax, how do you feel though, right? Okay. Because when it comes to having the ideal person that you work alongside, you've been doing, we've worked with people that are gone.
Yes.
Because they've done crazy shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so what would you say to look for?
For a co-host?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like she said, chemistry. Not being afraid to just let things be fucked up and just always try to fix it. If it's not perfect, like you said, you can go ahead and fix it. And don't be running away because it's fucked up. It's just like a real relationship in life, though. Like, having a relationship with a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Like, this is really a relationship.
He wanted to be my boyfriend so bad. He's always doing it.
Why would you even reference it?
Like, you always put yourself in my life.
That's crazy.
It is fucking nuts.
Yeah, honestly, where you got that from?
I'm tired of it. It's like a relationship. No, the fuck is not. You see what I'm saying, ma'am? It's like my child. Like, I'm going to tell you
It's my son. You're right. It's my son.
The fucking shit you watch out for.
Yo, yes. Watch out for these motherfuckers. I really feel like you're my child. Yes.
No, but you really have to have somebody that wants to do it. Yes. Don't force people into the shit. Like, you know, like, I noticed that about certain people. Just because you funny don't mean you need a motherfucking podcast. You might just be funny, bitch. Yeah. And that just, like, that, then you're just funny in
some
that
people,
space.
Some people good for bars. Some people good for cookouts. Some people good when girls come around.
I used to do that with my friends, though. I used to be like, yo, you should come on the podcast. And then I thought about, like, eh, that bitch, though. After a while, I'm like, she funny here, but on the podcast, she's not going to do that.
Everybody can't transfer it over. Yeah, I suck at actually, you know, daily day conversation.
That's a fact.
You suck. Like, I suck. I want to punch me. I want to punch somebody in the face so fast without just having a regular conversation. I'm not liking this nigga, man.
But then he get out here, he friendly as a puppy.
I was going to say something.
Like, yeah, what was you going to say? You was just growling like a T-Rex a few seconds ago.
Go look at that Ms. Pac-Man.
Are you high?
Go look at Ms. Pac-Man real quick and you'll see.
I don't want to look at Ms. Pac-Man. All right, so we're going to get into some. So is that all we're going to say? Yeah. I mean, find somebody that's reliable, too.
Yes, yes. Reliable, but. Somebody who don't mind doing an extra mile because it's like building a house and building different projects. I say this is the budget and this is what we're going to do. It's always going to go over.
Why you smacked the mic, though?
I'm sorry. You smacked the bucket earlier.
No, that's because it was in my way.
This was in my way.
But I also feel like having the same goal in mind, because, like, why are you doing this?
Right.
What are you trying to get out of this as well?
Exactly.
But I feel like we've come a long way. Everyone's chemistry is really good. Like, we've had our conversations, like, okay, like, what are we doing? We need to regroup. How are we going to figure this out?
Let's get into the word on the sheet, y'all.
What
so
we got?
We have El Chapo's son.
Oh.
He got caught up. What was the cartel is shooting Mexico up? I just was out there. I'm not in that part of the shooting up part.
No.
I don't want to go to the shooting up part. I did want to go back, but I don't think I'm going to go because they're shooting the shit up. So he went to jail, and motherfuckers is pissed. I ain't going to lie. Be careful about your drugs now, because it's a lot of motherfucking drugs that's not around. So that means niggas is creating shit.
Yeah. A lot of fucked up shit.
And when they create
shit,
that's a heart attack. Fitness. Motherfuckers is dying. Mm-hmm.
They laying you down, literally.
So be careful. Be safe. So he's obviously, what did he take over for the father?
Like, hopefully he should have.
El Chapo? Mm-hmm. Like, is that what it's given? Because, like, why, like, they came and got him, what they found, anything? Or he just been
I
killing
mean, they know
years?
What time it is with the whole corrupt family or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I mean, they all try to get him, but I don't know how they got caught slipping. Probably an inside job. Somebody had to set this man up because he already know he's always... They always after them, but they've been so protected. They got their guys around
them. That's what does. I never understand that. Yeah. I'm like, I think we all been knowing this shit for years, and it's like they be getting away with mad shit. But like you said,
how we know right here and it's millions of miles away, and we know what the fuck is going on.
So they're all locked up with that's his son, his wife, because she got locked up not too long ago too.
I heard about that.
Yeah, she got locked up, and he obviously. So, I mean, it is what it is. Somebody that was locked up and this shit is crazy.
So you said he's have no bail?
Hold on. No, this is a whole nother situation.
What we got?
This nigga. The nigga that supposedly killed Takeoff.
Okay.
He had a $2 million bail and they asked the judge to reduce it. Originally, the judge said no. But then they ended up reducing it to $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
While they reduced it, he was begging to the judge and crying to the judge for $5,000 in order to hire a private investigator because he said he didn't do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means you don't have any money if you're asking for $5,000. They granted him $5,000. Why? I don't know. I don't know whether it was his own money or whatever it was, but somehow he got $5,000 and... He, I guess, hired the investigator. Then he went up for bail again, and he posted the $1 million bond.
Yeah, I mean, it's $100,000, but still.
You don't have any money. You didn't have $5,000 the other day.
Yeah, his auntie could have put the house up in Carolina.
That's funny because everybody is saying who put the money up, right? Because you didn't have money, sir. Just a few days ago, you was begging for $5,000.
Yeah.
And then Jay Prince went live. And everybody was writing Takeoff's name underneath it or whatever the case. And now they're saying, you know, because people are saying that they think it was him, you know. And because of just the whole situation that happened in Houston, people are speculating, of course, because they were supposed to be protected or like, you around like powerful people. And it happened. And then it's like nothing was said kind of really, right? And then now they're like, well, who posted the bond? They're saying a random person that just didn't want to see him get hurt in jail.
2 million? I'm not posting anyone.
A million, but still.
Oh, 1 million yeah. still.
They're saying it was a random person.
Yeah, random my ass. You go over here, you don't know nothing. But yeah. I don't know anything either. How about that?
It's crazy. I just don't understand how, like, he's really out if they're saying he killed Takeoff.
Yeah, that's my family member. I would definitely be very upset. You know what I'm saying?
Young Thug's in jail. They don't have a murder on him, I don't think. They have shootings.
I mean, they got other people saying a bunch
of shit.
But
think about it. This nigga actually killed somebody.
And we know.
And he's walking around. How does that happen?
That's even more dangerous, I think.
That's what I don't understand. Like, regardless of who's involved in anything. Y'all said he killed him. Why is he on the street?
Unless the person that bailed him wants to see him get murked.
Possible.
Well, I wouldn't even walk out the jail then.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
But what's more safe? You think that, like, it's dangerous in jail, too?
No, yes. It's even more dangerous jail. You know what I'm saying? But you can at least get the fuck out of here. You see what I'm saying? Listen, yeah. I don't care if they got a monitor on them right when you about to go to that water.
It's like no one believes that guy killed. Like, when you read everything and the feedback that's coming,
nobody had it on video. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Quavoff has a tribute song that he put out. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Without You, if I'm not mistaken. So y'all make sure y'all go listen to that. And
you feel the
pain. That's sad. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a little bit unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, big shout out to Chance the Rapper as well. The festival that they have going on in Ghana. Everybody is out there.
Yeah, I've seen
that. You know, and as you said, Michael Blackson opened a school in Ghana. We should have actually been in Ghana. I think we kind of played ourselves.
Yes, my dude Six is out there right now. Just literally Six.
Everyone's out there. And you know, it's crazy because they said Kanye is going to be the special guest, which y'all will probably already see that by now, for sure. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, in Ghana, like, if you want to go move there, they'll give you citizenship.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's fire.
Yeah. It's like, that's what Chance the Rapper was talking to us about. And that's why, like, he chose to do, like, they want to start bringing more business and more, you know, people of color to Ghana. So we definitely should back that and support that. I'm trying to pull up. It's a flight, though, child. That flight ain't no hoe. You're going to be on that plane for quite some time, but it's going
to
be worth it.
I went to South Africa and we stopped in Ghana.
I wish you
would have
stayed.
Almost did. Got a couple of kids over there.
I'm sure you do.
That's crazy. Only
right.
Oh, my gosh. Is that it for Black Excellence? And that's it for Black Excellence. If you have any Black Excellence, you can also DM us and slide it all up in there. We also want to give love to everybody. We always want to give love to anybody that, you know, is doing their thing.
Yes, we really
out here in this damn community. Did we tell? We did. Going an extra mile, man. All right, and we're going to get into our last segment, and that's Wax's ABC. Wax's ABC.
Easy shit.
Now, you know how it goes down. We're going to give him a word. We're going to give him, he's going to give us a definition. He's going to use it in a sentence. I'm high as fuck from that dab. Like, now I'm like really, but it's okay.
Look at Mixpack.
Stop pointing at things. I told you. I don't like that. No. Not by my face. Okay. The word is A-L-O-P-E-C-O-I-D.
Alpicoid. Coid. Alopecoid. Alopecoid. Alpicoid.
Sounds painful.
Alpicoid. Alpicoid is a Mexican's like aspirin.
What?
It is
Mexican aspirin.
It is Mexican aspirin. I went to Mexico and I've seen the ending of the word. I said, "Oh, that's the coid." Is like the codeine, you know what I'm saying, in Mexico when I went there. All right, I went to Mexico.
When did you go to Mexico?
I got the pictures and stuff. I was not too long ago. One of my people, they drunk water and they got sick when they drunk the water. So, alpicoid is an aspirin. Okay, I went to Mexico and I stay in the villa shits that got is in the water. And we was drinking the water. And you're not supposed to drink the water. You're supposed to only have bottles. And the person I was with got sick. And the albicoid is aspirin over there, but it's a Mexican aspirin.
Is this the definition of a sentence? That's a long-ass fucking sentence. A sentence is a fucking sentence. A couple words with the goddamn word in the middle. Still the definition. That was like a paragraph. One sentence.
I went to...
Oh my God!
What? I went to Mexico. Is this wrong? What's the sentence? Is what I'm saying?
Can start with "I went to," but like get it over with. Okay.
I went to Mexico and the motherfucker drunk some water and she needed an alpicoid.
Okay, that's definitely not what that says.
What is it?
That's a Mexican aspirin.
The word is alpicoid and it's a type of fox.
Oh, that's a good one. I would have never known that.
A fancy fox.
What are you saying? See, fancy fox.
Them foxes are only in Mexico.
What if they really are? That shit is kind of fucking crazy.
Yes, I know this type of shit.
All right, whatever. Where can they find you at, Sadie?
So you can find me on Instagram, _SadieRuiz. And you can also follow the Great Print Podcast, _TheGreatPrintPodcast. And also make sure you follow Amanda, Ricky, and O as well. And tune in every week. We drop an episode every Wednesday.
I know that's right.
You must be don't like the other person because you ain't say their name.
What?
The other person, you said
they're not on it. We already said goodbye in the episode. Don't be messy.
Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. She did it.
Bitty bitty bum bum.
Shalita.